Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Pastor Brandon with our readings for Thursday, August 13th, 2020 from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him as a family of families through His Word. Today, we're going to be diving into Psalm 97, 7 through 12, Joshua 21, 9 through 45, and Luke 17, 11 through 19. We're going to be starting with Psalm 97, verses 7 through 12. All worshipers of images are put to shame, who make their boast in worthless idols. Worship Him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of His saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to His holy name. Joshua chapter 21, verses 9 through 45. Out of the tribe of the people of Judah and the tribe of the people of Simeon, they gave the following cities mentioned by name, which went to the descendants of Aaron, one of the clans of the Kohathites, who belonged to the people of Levi, since the lot fell to them first. They gave them Kiriath Araba, being the father of Enoch, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, along with the pasture lands around it. But the fields of the city and its villages had been given to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. And to the descendants of Aaron, the priests, they gave Hebron, the city of refuge for the manslayer, with its pasture lands, Libna with its pasture lands, Jeter with its pasture lands, Eshtemoah with its pasture lands, Holam with its pasture lands, Debri with its pasture lands, Ayin with its pasture lands, Juta with its pasture lands, Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands, 9 cities out of these 2 tribes, then out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon was with its pasture lands, Geba with its pasture lands, Anaoth with its pasture lands, and Ammon with its pasture lands. 4 cities, the cities of the descendants of Aaron the priest, were in all 13 cities with their pasture lands. As to the rest of the Kohathites, belonging to the Kohathite clans of the Levites, the cities allotted to them were out of the tribe of Ephraim. To them were given Shechem, the city of refuge for the manslayer, with its pasture lands, and the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer with its pasture lands, Kibzaim with its pasture lands, Beth Horon with its pasture lands, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Dan, El Teki with its pasture lands, Gibbethon with its pasture lands, Ajalon with its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, 4 cities. Out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, 2 cities, the cities of the clans of the rest of the Kohathites, were 10 in all with their pasture lands. And to the Gershonites, one of the clans of the Levites, were given out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan, in Bashan, with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Beshtera with its pasture lands, 2 cities, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishion with its pasture lands, Daberath with its pasture lands, Jarmuth with its pasture lands, Eganim with its pasture lands, 4 cities, and out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Helkath with its pasture lands, and Rohob with its pasture lands, 4 cities, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Hamath-dor with its pasture lands, and Kartan with its pasture lands, three cities. The cities of several clans of the Gershonites were in all 13 cities with their pasture lands. And to the rest of the Levites, the Merarite clan were given out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its pasture lands, Kartah with its pasture lands, Dimna with its pasture lands, Nahalah with its pasture lands, four cities, and out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezir with its pasture lands, Jahaz with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephaath with its pasture lands, four cities, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, Jazir with its pasture lands, four cities in all. As for the cities of the several Maronite clans, that is the remainder of the clans of the Levites, those allotted to them were in all 12 cities. The cities of the Levites in the midst of the possession of the people of Israel were in all 48 cities with their pasture lands. These cities each had its pasture lands around it, so it was with all these cities. Thus, the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it, and they settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord. And I love this particular part of the history of Jesus' life and ministry of the 10 lepers. Because the one who returned to praise God, in fact, didn't immediately just run to the priest to show them that they were cleansed. The one was a foreigner, was a Samaritan, was to the Jew considered the scum of all. But he comes back to give thanks and praise God. How quickly we can be to forget who it is we should be glorifying and honoring. How quickly it can be that we can forget who it is and what it is God has done to just move on with our day. May we take time today and every day to stop and glorify, to stop and honor, to stop and praise the Lord of Lords before we rush off and do anything else. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen. Take me down to your healing stream. Jesus.